I've posted about the misconceptions of user experience design and information architecture. Now I want to take a moment to dispel some of the myths about accessibility. I dislike the term accessibility. It's an accurate enough term, but it conjures up the wrong kind of preconceptions. When you talk about accessibility, people's eyes glaze over. They either imagine wheelchair ramps or WCAG checklists. Either way, it does nothing to capture the real essence of accessibility. That's why I've been starting to talk about inclusive design instead. Accessibility is about designing for everyone, not for the few. It's not about designing just for the disabled. It's about designing for every single one of us. That is the problem with the perception of accessibility. We see it as being about edge cases. When we see it in that way, it's not worth our investment. How can you justify spending money on, say, a podcast transcript when you don't even know if you've got any deaf users? But good accessibility, inclusive design, benefits all. Take the transcript example. A transcript has many benefits beyond just being good for deaf users. It's great for search, and it allows people to scan content, which is, to be frank, hard with audio. It makes referencing content so much easier, and it provides access to those unable to listen to audio because of disturbing others, like, for example, in an office. But it's not just transcripts that benefit many different kinds of people. Almost all accessibility features do. Let me share a few examples. Almost everyone has JavaScript enabled on their sites these days, so you've got to ask, why would I want to design for the few that don't? But what about those who use underpowered mobile devices? I've seen my iPhone choke on JavaScript more than once. Then there are those with feature phones or poor web connections. What about your bloated website? Surely that's okay in the world of broadband. But what about those with slower mobile connections? What about those with a bandwidth cap? At some point, we're all going to encounter situations like this. So really, we're designing for the many and not for the few. But it doesn't stop there. Designers love to produce subtle designs, and that's fine for, say, those with 20/20 vision. But what about the partially sighted? They need high contrast. But it's not even just them. What about the over 40s whose vision begins to fail? What about those using mobile devices outside with screen glare? If you've ever tried to work in the garden on a sunny day, then you'll realise the importance of high contrast. Then there are those with cognitive disabilities. People rarely consider those with cognitive disabilities. Somebody with cognitive disabilities would never use my site. So what's the point of designing for them? But in fact, we all have moments of cognitive disability. We're distracted or in a rush or otherwise engaged. We might have dyslexia or not speak English as a first language. The great thing is, if you make your site work well for those with cognitive disabilities, it's going to be better for everybody. I once had somebody say to me, if somebody struggles to use a mouse and keyboard, they shouldn't be using the web. That's a horrendous, stupid attitude to have. But this isn't just about those with serious motor skills problems. There's also a lot of reasons why somebody would struggle to use a mouse and a keyboard. Arthritis can make using a mouse or a keyboard challenging for anybody. Anybody can get that. A touchscreen is also not as accurate as a mouse, and so making selections can be harder. And then what about those suffering from a repetitive strain injury or somebody that happens to have broken their wrist? These are things that affect everybody. You may think that your site or app doesn't need to be friendly for screen readers because that's really only going to benefit those who are visually impaired, but you'd be wrong. In fact, I use text-to-speech every day, and I'm far from alone. On my iPhone, I use the screen reader designed for the visually impaired all the time. I get it to read my web pages, read articles from Pocket, and even Kindle books. I use it when exercising, driving, or just lying in bed at night when I've had enough of looking at the screen. I'm sure by now you get my point. Accessibility is not about designing for the few, it's about designing for us all. Now, I'm a great believer in not allowing edge cases to damage the experience for the majority. But accessibility doesn't fall into that category for me. That's because it helps everyone and ultimately leads to better websites.